Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said America is here to stay in the Indo-Pacific. He's speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue, an annual defense event held in Singapore. He said that China could pose an imminent military threat.
China seeks to become a hegemonic power in Asia, no doubt. It hopes to dominate and control too many parts of this vibrant and vital region.
President Trump traveled to Pittsburgh on Friday and announced during an event touting a possible merger between Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel that steel tariffs would increase. They would double from 25% to 50% on all imported steel. Earlier in the day, the president in an Oval Office event bid farewell to Elon Musk, who departed his government role, and former President Joe Biden, speaking publicly for the first time since he announced his cancer diagnosis, told reporters he's feeling good. This is ABC News. Travel problems at Newark Liberty International Airport have been blamed on a variety of reasons. One was the closure of a major runway for construction. Crews worked around the clock, and now officials say that allowed construction to finish ahead of schedule. The runway will reopen Monday, 13 days earlier than first planned. June is Pride Month. The city of Philadelphia got off to an early start Friday with a pride flag-raising ceremony at City Hall, and Mayor Sherelle Parker said,
"It's a joy to join our LGBTQ plus community and allies as we raise the pride flag."
City has pride events planned throughout the month. Police in Idaho say the driver of a pickup truck that crashed into a tour van near Yellowstone National Park earlier this month, killing himself and six people on the van, had a blood alcohol level more than twice the legal limit for driving. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a very pleasant late spring day today with lots of sunshine and a high at 75. Mainly clear, a little cooler tonight, 46. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, nice again, a high of 79. Sunday night, a few clouds move in, 55 for a low. Monday, mostly sunny, breezy, very warm. We're expected to top out at 88 degrees. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy, humid, showers likely, 79. Any rain ending early morning for your midweek. Wednesday, decreasing clouds, cooler and less humid with a high of 75. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, y'all, this is David Lee Murphy. I'm with my buddies at WRCO.
Start turning around, honey, when you
walk into the room. The rest of the world fades right off into the blue. Yeah, I'm off the ground, up in the clouds, not sure which one I'm on. And I couldn't tell you what day it was, baby, not when you're in my arms. Hey, honey, I forget about everything every time I get around you. Girl, it's like I got a one-track mind, all I wanna do. You stare into those big brown eyes, it's almost like I'm hypnotized. Every time I get around. To keep it under control. But girl, you're the kind that makes a man just wanna let go. I don't care about nothing but your sweet loving when you look at me that way. And sometimes when I'm holding you tight, I can't remember my name. 'Cause honey,
that's a great Star Spangled Celebration memory with David Lee Murphy. And every time I get around you. Hey, good morning, kids. 7:07, the worst floor and home thermometer showing 54. That following our low of 50. And we did top off at 77 yesterday. We're going to get right near that today, mid-70s. Here's Dolly Parton in our journey towards 720 with 9 to 5.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit.
Better life, and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich
That's the great Dolly Parton working 9 to 5. And I was not a math whiz, but if you're working 9 to 5, you are probably putting in a 40-hour week. That's what's going out to Landon. Thanks for joining us today. It's Alabama from RCOFM.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, wheatfield farmer. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
The cap is tossed, the tassel turned, and a bright future begins for the graduates of Richland Center High School. Congratulations, class of 2025, proudly saluted by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction.
And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except to see not to erase by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. We'll be right back.
100.9.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
While others watch the weather to plan weekend plans, Southern Wisconsin farmers watch it to decide when and how to plant and harvest. They're out in full force this time of year, often before sunrise and long after sunset. And even with the pressure of planting windows, they still take the time to do a walk around, buckle that seatbelt, and make sure the next pass is a safe one. This message in support of agriculture here in Southwest Wisconsin is sponsored by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. The 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with 5 generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
We do it each and every week at this time. It's an epic journey of entertainment proportions, and we call it a look at this week in entertainment history. We begin back in 1992 when John Tesh hosted his final episode of Entertainment Tonight.
Hi, this is John Tesh. For the best news, weather, sports, and music, keep your radio tuned to WRCO and Adam Hess.
Also 1992, the final episode of Night Court aired on NBC. The first episode of the Mickey Mouse Club premiered on ABC in 1956. Miley Cyrus debuted as a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno this week, 2005. The Dave Clark Five appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show for the first of 11 times, and they did that in 1964. In 1990, the first episode of Seinfeld aired on NBC. The Cars released their album Everything's Gonna Be All Right in 1985. Celebrity birthdays include Chaka Khan turning 68, Ross Geller from Friends, or David Schwimmer turns 57, Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future and Family Ties, turns 63, and the great Mariah Carey turns 54 years old today. Don't go anywhere. We'll have today's Rabbit Ears Memory right after this from WRCO-FM and a look at this week in entertainment history.
Hey, tool lovers, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has a hot deal you don't want to miss. Right now, grab the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium XC5.0 2-pack battery, normally $296.99, now just $229. And here's the kicker. You'll get one of those tools free, an M18 2-gallon wet dry vacuum, an M18 compact heat gun, or the M18 6-pack sequential charger. Stock is limited, so hustle into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel and power up your toolbox today.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
I was just doing the Heimlich maneuver on myself.
It's time right now to put the antenna out and have a rabbit ears memory on a look at this week in entertainment history. We travel back in time with actor Michael J. Fox. He turned 63 today. You'll remember him from Back to the Future. And he got his start on a show called Family Ties on NBC. It aired from 1982 through 1989. He was Alex P. Keaton.
I bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby?
I turned around, I'm not a stalker. Where you going? Maybe I can help you. My tank is full, I'd be obliged to take you. Cause I'm a country boy, I got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads, I can get you where you need to go. Cause I'm a country boy. Sure look good, sitting in my right seat. Buckle up, and I'll take you through the five speeds. wind it up, or I can slow it way down. In the woods, or right uptown. I'm a country boy, got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads. Yeah, I can get you where you need to go, 'cause I'm a country boy. Big 35s, whining on the asphalt, grabbing mud, slinging up some red dirt, 'cause I'm a country boy. Muffler's loud, dual thrush tubes, but crank the music, the tone gets real good. Let me know when we're getting close. You can slide on out or we can head on down the road, 'cause I'm a country boy, I've got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads. Yeah, I can get you where you wanna go, 'cause I'm a country boy. Soft as baby's new bud, lock and husk to take you through a deep run. 'Cause I'm a country boy, I got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down winding roads. Yeah, I can get you where you need to go, 'cause I'm a country boy. Country boy, I got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed and I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads. I can get you where you wanna go, 'cause I'm a country boy. Yeah, I'm a country boy. Oh, I'm just a country boy. A nice little country boy.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Good morning, 7:31 is the time. Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is the final day of May 2025, May 31st. Time to see who is celebrating in the area. Here's a happy 23rd wedding anniversary to Doug Wallen from Tammy. Happy anniversary wishes for Kenny and Kennedy Klingeman from Kenny. And an anniversary wish for Dwayne and Emily Sumwalt from Park Street Christian Church. Griffin Cosgrove is celebrating, and Griffin is on the St. Mary's school list today. And from Lori and the guys, Owen McGlynn, have a great day. From the Bloom City Town Crier, we can let you know that June Horn, along with Renee Christensen and Mandy Thomas, all celebrating birthdays and anniversaries for Ken and Linda Ogie, Scott and Kelly Coppernall, and Dwayne and Emily Sumwalt. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Tessa Hinkle is celebrating. Karen Jones Tisdale, along with Taylor Meyer, Michael Prohaska, and Heather Wallen, all celebrating birthdays today. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Griffin Cosgrove, Connor Schultz, and then a couple of anniversaries, Jared and Susan McDonald, and Emily and Kevin Junius, all celebrating today. And of course, if you are celebrating in the area, we'd love to wish you the best from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. Good morning.
Driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy, my mama called me lazy. I was gonna show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no fooling, I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time. Talking on the telephone line, but they don't need me in the movies, and nobody sings my songs. Guess I'm just a wasting time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna send.
Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We expect a nice lineup of collector tractors, including Internationals, Farmalls, John Deere's, Alice Chalmers, and tons more. We'll also have antique implements, tools, and tons of Ford memorabilia. We're taking consignments. Get your classic tractors and implements down to Muscadet today. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
the multi-talented Martina McBride. Baby, I love you at 741. We're moving to 745. Caitlin O'Connor will have a look at your news. Right now, it's Dwight Yoakam.
The only time I feel pain is in the sunshine and the rain. Couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end, just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain.
A safe, secure place to store your stuff. Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, time for a 745 news update with Caitlin O'Connell, brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. According to Tony Schumacher, a great weather day, plenty of sunshine eventually with a high temperature of 75, our morning low 50, our current temperature is 55.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Saturday, May 31st. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Wisconsin communities with fewer than 7,500 people can hand count ballots under a decision by the State Elections Commission this week. However, under the Wisconsin Elections Commission decision, those communities and all other Wisconsin towns, villages, and cities must still comply with federal law and provide at least one electronic voting machine at a polling location to accommodate voters with disabilities. The commission's decision Tuesday came in reaction to a complaint against the northwestern Wisconsin town of Thornapple, population about 700, over its decision to hand count ballots in the April 2024 presidential primary or the August state primary. The commission voted 5-1 to dismiss the complaint. Healthcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. Wisconsin employers are voicing their concerns. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, "These costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families." When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, make healthcare more affordable. Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the fifth highest in the nation.
State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Ziemer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Ziemer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often, it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting the importance of maintaining safe dams for National Dam Safety Awareness Day today. Dams are an essential part of the infrastructure in the United States, with over 90,000 dams across the country, including about 3,000 here in Wisconsin. Proper management and maintenance of dams is vital to the public and customers associated with each dam. Dams in Wisconsin may be owned by private individuals, municipalities, lake districts, or federal agencies. The DNR owns about 300, most of which provide recreational opportunities like fishing, hunting, and boating. When recreating around a dam, it's important to maintain a safe distance and use designated portage areas if one is available. The issue of dam safety was not widely recognized until 1889, when the failure of the South Fork Dam near Johnstown in Pennsylvania claimed more than 2,200 lives, resulting in the worst dam failure in United States history. National Dam Safety Awareness Day was established to commemorate this tragic failure and encourage people to recognize the responsibility to maintain safe, operational dams. Many of the dams in Wisconsin were built in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Over time, water pressure and weathering slowly break down a dam. If left unmaintained, dams pose an increased risk to life and property, making problems such as sudden breaks more likely during flooding conditions. The most common problems found during dam inspections are undesirable woody vegetation on the embankment, deteriorated concrete, inoperable gates, and corroded outlet pipes. The DNR Dam Safety Team provides technical assistance to Wisconsin dam owners. This support includes conducting and reviewing inspections, identifying risk at dams, responding during emergencies, and reviewing dam repair plans. The Association of State Dam Safety Officials estimates that the cost to rehabilitate the nation's non-federal high-hazard dams, or those whose failure could cause loss of life, exceeds $157 billion. Rehabilitation is an integral part of maintaining or improving the safety of dams. The Wisconsin DNR provides dam repair and removal grants to assist owners with making their dams safer. If you own a dam and have questions or concerns about its status, contact DNR Dam Safety at wisconsin.gov. For more information regarding your local risk, your role in dam safety, and the benefits and impacts of dams, visit the DNR Dam Safety webpage. Seasons are changing unofficially after the holiday, meteorologically with the calendar, and we will certainly start to feel it shortly. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
The unofficial start to summer was Memorial Day weekend. It's typically when pools and beaches open up for the season as the heat starts to rise and the days last longer. Now the meteorological start to summer starts on Sunday, June 1st. It includes the months of June, July, and August. And the season timing is a bit different and runs by the calendar. It's done that way so it's easier to keep track of data and changes to the climate. And the astronomical start to the summer lands on June 20th. This marks the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. It will have the most hours of daylight out of all 365 days. After that, the hours of sunlight start to get shorter. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has released a draft analysis of the environmental effects of building a protective tunnel around an aging Enbridge oil pipeline running beneath the channel connecting two Great Lakes. The analysis found construction could result in the permanent loss of wetlands and bat habitat, disturb aquatic wildlife, and degrade roads from truck traffic. However, the tunnel would eliminate the chance of boat anchors rupturing the pipeline. The clock now starts on a 30-day comment period ahead of a final analysis. That's the last step before the Corps issues a permit. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel are suing to stop the project. More changes from the Trump administration could put more international students' futures in jeopardy. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The State Department announced plans to revoke some visas for students from China and Hong Kong. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they would be revoking these visas aggressively. On top of that, the department plans to further scrutinize incoming student visa applications from China and Hong Kong, too. This is all part of escalating tensions between the Trump administration and China. Now, UW-Madison officials say they're deeply concerned about the impact this will have on their Chinese students. Almost half of the international students at UW-Madison are from China. There are 3,400 of them in the student body. UW leaders directed Chinese students to immigration resources. This comes, of course, after the administration revoked the visas of dozens of Wisconsin students earlier this year before reversing course. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a new line of merchandise in honor of the state park's 125th anniversary. According to a press release, purchases of the new merchandise will go directly to support the state park system. The new merchandise includes a 125th anniversary sticker, a reusable tote bag, a camp mug, coasters, posters, and more. They can be purchased from state parks, forests, and recreation areas across the state, and the DNR will host pop-up shop events throughout the summer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents to help track bat population trends over the summer. The state's cave bats will be returning to their summer roosts over the next few weeks, which could include places like barns or bat houses. DNR officials are asking residents to track the number of bats they see emerging on one night between June 6th and June 8th, and one night between July 18th and July 20th as part of the Great Wisconsin Bat Count. The bats should emerge just after sunset, and counting typically takes about half an hour. The High Ground's annual Education Days will be held September 30th and October 1st for 5th grade through middle schools, and October 2nd and 3rd for high schools and adults. The 5th grade middle school students will experience a flag retirement ceremony conducted by the Daughters of the American Revolution, the Ottawa Gamma Chapter, along with their guided tour. Schools need to pick the day in either the morning or afternoon session. A lunch break is not scheduled within the sessions. However, schools are welcome to bring a sack lunch to eat before or after the session at one of the on-site picnic tables. Students are invited to bring a Ziploc bag of soil from their home, school, or other special place to place on the Dove Mound. The programs on October 2nd and 3rd will be geared towards high school adult level of understanding and maturity. These days will feature more in-depth programs that offer insights into the U.S. military experiences in World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the Global War on Terror. Accompanying presentations on the nation's cultures involved in these wars will be included. A tour of the High Ground won't be included in these days, and the program will not be a repeat of what these students may have received if they attended a prior Education Days event. Schools will need to pick which day to attend. Both days will be a full day from 9:30 to 2 o'clock. A lunch break is included from 11:30 to noon. The High Ground will work with students that need to arrive later or leave before the scheduled times. Teachers are welcome to contact Teresa at the High Ground with questions if they would like to coordinate a lesson plan with the presentations they will be offered. For more information about Education Days, you can call Teresa at 715-743-4224 or send them an email at museum@thehighground.org. The High Ground is located in Neillsville. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Saturday, May 31st. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63 of Lafarge, died on May 24th. A celebration of life will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. For Douglas Frank Heisel, 63 of Lafarge. Matthew Griffith, 37 of Muskoday, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. For Matthew Griffith, 37 of Muskoday.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump was asked Friday about the prospects of a nuclear deal between the U.S. and Iran. The two sides have engaged in talks.
I think we have a chance of making a deal with Iran also. They don't want to be blown up. They would rather make a deal. And I think that could happen in the not too distant future.
But the UN nuclear watchdog says that Iran has further increased its stockpile of enriched uranium, as reported by the Associated Press, meaning Iran is closer to weapons-grade levels of uranium. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth talked about military threats at a defense forum in Singapore. He said the United States is here to stay in the Indo-Pacific and that China could pose an imminent military threat. President Trump announced that tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would double from 25% to 50% on June 4th, and their air